Commissioner John Harrington of Ketchikan carried the day, steering the other three commissioners to his long-stated view that neither city should take the fishing waters of the Nooshagak Bay within its boundaries.
I'm saying, number one, that the territory does not exhibit a reasonable need for city government, and that territory is not compatible with the character of the city. And it does include a large area that is and does not meet those allowable reasons for annexing a large geographic area.
That the commission was reconsidering the petitions after an exhaustive public process that resulted in both being adopted on a December 1st vote was still a matter of debate for the commissioners, who were at various stages confused at best. As Dillingham argued, the commission should have granted reconsideration if it had failed to address a material issue or a controlling principle of law. Harrington said those black and white regulations didn't matter to him when it came to the priority of overturning the original votes.
I'm not worried about the minor little technicalities. Yes, we discussed all of this, and we made the wrong decision, and we are here to rectify that. And I think that becomes the key issue in today's conversation.
The vote to overturn Dillingham's annexation was 2-2 and failed. Harrington then pushed for another vote, in essence a reconsideration of the reconsideration. Commissioner Robert Harcharek then changed his vote, and the LBC voted 3-1 against Dillingham's petition, which they had approved less than 2 months and less than 20 minutes prior. By the end of the meeting, it wasn't clear if Harcharek remembered how he'd voted, as he said he wanted a message sent that the LBC had an important role to play in helping pass governing responsibilities down from the state level.
As we all know, is in a financial crisis. Anything we can do as a local boundary commission in relieving some of those expenses associated with the responsibility currently being assumed by the state, all those must be considered.
That was the case the city of Dillingham had tried to make as the reason for its annexation in its hundreds of pages of supporting documents and during 2 days of public hearings last fall. The LBC then turned its attention to Manicotic, and again Commissioner Harrington led the charge to change the earlier vote. This time, instead of denying the petition, Harrington said he wanted to see the Igooshik section only within the city's boundaries.
There's no question in my mind that the community of Manicotic views themselves and their community as essentially in two places, both in Manicotic and in the fishing grounds. There are no permanent residents in the fishing grounds, but they made a case, I think, almost beyond question, that the community considers, the name is Section C, whatever, I can't remember the name of that fishing village area.
Over several hours, the LBC then redrew the boundaries of Manicotic's petition to include the Weary River mouth, the Igooshik River mouth, and a small stretch in between. How that will work for collecting a fish tax wasn't clear. Commissioner Harrington seemed pleased with the outcome of Tuesday's hearing, as did Lavelle Wilson. Daryl Hargraves was disappointed, saying the commission shouldn't have taken up matters it had already voted on just because they were unhappy with the outcome, even though he voted in support of the reconsideration less than 2 weeks ago. Robert Harcharek, who chaired the meeting, seemed neither pleased nor disappointed with the outcome, but was at all points highly confused during the proceedings. The commission will meet again Wednesday to finalize its decisions. The Manicotic petition can still be sent to the legislature for approval this session, but Dillingham's long-held hopes to collect a raw fish tax from the Nooshagak Fishing District are likely dashed at least for this year. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.